and praise God. And tonight, Pastor has asked me to speak on obeying the voice of God. So let's go to the Father first before we begin. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you, Father God, for the honor of coming in your house tonight. I thank you, Father God, for being used as your vessel. Pour out all that Deborah is, Father God, and just pour into her all that you are. Thank you, Father God, that as a unified body in Christ, we have the hearing ears. And Father, we have a heart that just follows after you and wants to know your word, Father, and wants to be more like Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for this time together. Father, thank you that the word does not go out void. And we expect you, Father God, to show up with the power of the Holy Spirit that will interpret these things for our learning in this night. And we give you all the glory and the praise in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Obeying the voice of God. I'm going to begin with the version, the dictionary, the Webster's dictionary, of what obey means. Okay? To comply with a command or a direction, a request of a person or a law. To submit to authority, to carry out instructions, to behave in accordance with principle or natural law. Now, we can all agree that sometimes obeying can seem to be very hard, okay? It can seem to be very restrictive. I know on the way to church, it's very restrictive when the speed limit says 55. And I'm supposed to be here 10 minutes prior to where it is now. So it can feel very restrictive. But I have to obey the law, because if I don't, then there's consequences. So anyway, we all know that, you know, it can feel hard to comply, you know, with laws or commands. And sometimes it's really hard for us to agree with the things that we're supposed to do, okay? Because we don't trust it. We're not certain that that's the best way for us to go. Well, this is the world's definition of obey, is to follow a command. You know, we have the laws of the natural land, but then we also have the spiritual laws, okay? So even though to obey may feel like that we've lost something, we may feel insecure, we may feel rather condemned or just overwhelmed, feel unloved because we feel like we're having to be in bondage to obeying something. That's the way that the devil wants to put it on us, is to bound us and make us feel like we are having to do something against something that's good for us or against our own will. But we know that when God created all of us, he gave us his spirit, his calling for our life, his purpose, and the devil has just come in to steal that. So of course he's going to try to turn it around and make us feel as though when we speak of the commandments of God, as though we're speaking out of tyranny or speaking out of a bounding. And all of that is the way of the devil. And as Christians, we don't listen to that. As Christians, we know that God loves us. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is how God loves us and the obedience to God's commands. God says, if you keep my commands and obey, you will be blessed. So that in itself is amazing, because if we stay within the commandments of God and we let him work through us, we're going to be blessed. You can't be anything but blessed. God is love. We don't have to fear him. He is love. John 15:9 says, as the Father has so loved me, and this was Jesus speaking, so have I loved you. Now remain in love. Now we all know the verse that love casteth out fear. So we don't have to have fear in obeying God. Actually, obedience to God's voice is obedience to love. Not to hate, not to bondage, but to love. It's not condemning, and it is blessed of God. Everything that he has set forth for us has been a way to our blessing, a way out of bondage. He has given us these things because they are to pull us from the way of the world and into His love so that we can trust Him. Luke 11:28 says, "Blessed are those who hear the word, voice of God, and obey it." This says that hears the word. That means as God's children, we've got to position ourselves to hear the word of God. That means obeying what God says about assembling together. When we come together as a church, when we assemble together, we are actually obeying God because He has asked us to come together, the assembling together of one another in one accord so that we can better learn from Him and hear His word. That's not the only time that we assemble together. God wants us in our private time. He also wants it to share in personal groups. So that's one way that you're being obedient to God is when you reach out to the body of Christ. When you reach out to the members of the body on a personal note. So when God asks you, say, call Wanda or call Diane or call Miss Betty, and He has a word, when you follow through with that, you are being blessed of God because not only is He getting a blessing through you to that person, He is going to bless you in return for your obedience. And that comes with such peace and such reward of joy knowing that God has entrusted you and that He loves you and that He wants to work through you and get these things to you that give you a greater life, a better life, not bound you. Romans 5 and 19 says that for just as through the disobedience of one man, then many were made sinners, so are so through the obedience of the one man, many were made righteous. As Christians, we know who that man was. That was Jesus Christ. He is our example, and He is our way that we can obey. Because without Christ, we cannot obey the law, because we do not understand it. Because love has not been brought abroad in our hearts. We don't understand, we don't trust. And just like I said before, that the laws make us feel confined, you know, when we're told we shouldn't do something, it automatically rises up like a rebellion in us. We feel like we're losing something because we can't do this. But actually, those laws, the natural laws, are here to protect us. You know, you can't climb up on a building and just jump off because you want to fly, you know. And if you're wise, you're going to go get a parachute and you're going to learn how to soar through the air with the protection of a parachute. So God's commandments are our protection. And He loves us. And so it's not that He's trying to get us confined, but He's trying to give us freedom. Now we seek God through Christ Jesus. The biblical meaning that we talk about obeying is to submit, and that submission is to Christ Jesus, and that is through repentance. When we trust God through Christ Jesus, we are called into obedience. Jesus tells us in John 14:15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." The Ten Commandments were given to us to show us that we are in need of a Savior. We were wandering around in the desert. We didn't know which way was up, and we were making journeys that should have taken less than 2 weeks, 11 days to be exact. But yet we're running around that same dumb mountain because we refuse to do what God asked us to do. That is apparent now. If you look at the world and you see, there are a lot of Christians who say that they love God, but you look at their fruit, and they're dry like a fig tree. Because when you look at the Word of God and you look at the commandments that He's given us and the love that He gives us and the way that He gives us through Christ Jesus, when you see that walk and it's not lining up with God's Word, then you know that they're not in obedience to God. That's why God also says to come together as an assembly, okay? That's why as seasoned Christians, as well as baby Christians, we are here to lift them up. We are here to show them the way to obey. And we do that by our actions, by what we follow, by the words of our mouth. Salvation is a free gift. It is through our salvation that we are made righteous before God. But your salvation is not obedience. Because God gave Christ Jesus as a free gift to us to reconcile us back into Him. So when we accept Christ Jesus, we're accepting who He is and what He did for us on that cross. Now the journey begins. That's where obedience begins. Faith, trust, hope, love. It all begins with the first repentance. Romans 12:1 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, I plead you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice. This is truly the way to worship Him." You know, when we start a new relationship, of any kind, friendship or, you know, a love relationship, everything is so new. You know, you're just so excited and you've got these high hopes and expectations and you know, you just like fall into it. You're like, you know, oh, you're my best friend. Oh, you know, oh, this is my best boyfriend. This is, you know, this is my future. And you fall into it with such expectation. Well, you know what? That's what God wants for us. He wants us to fall in love with Him. And we do that through Jesus. We do that through Jesus. But in this, as we are falling in love, we're having new relationships, we're going places, meeting new people, as we're doing this, we're also to listen. To listen. You know that if you were meeting with a new friend, and they were maybe asking you about a job or something, a job interview, you're going to listen to everything that they have to tell you. You're going to listen to everything that they want to give you. And you're going to have questions. And this is the same way with God. And that when we come to Him and we fall in love with Him and we begin to worship Him, that's the beginning of obedience. Because God wants our worship. He wants our worship. So, God says, present your bodies a living sacrifice. You are set apart and you are holy and you are righteous through the blood of Christ Jesus. When we listen to God, He rewards us for our obedience. Just like when you start a new relationship, there will be rewards as you listen and you talk. And you engage with one another, and intimacy is built. There comes a trust. And you learn by the interaction of the relationship of what this person, who this person is, and you learn how to care for that person. You also learn things from that person. With God, He has already planned our life from beginning to end. He already knows everything we're going to go through. He already knows every way that we're going to doubt. He knows that. He knows every road that's going to be off here. But He says, I need you to trust me, but I need you to obey me. From the very beginning, Genesis 22:18 tells us in the New Living Translation that, and through your descendants and all nations of the earth will be blessed, and all because you have obeyed me. How awesome to know that our relationship with Christ Jesus, in obedience, repenting and accepting Him as our Savior, is the beginning of salvation, that free gift. But now we show God that we are in love with Him, we are in agreement with Him, we are one partnering with God, accepting all of who He is, letting Him renew and change our mind, and we are going to obediently do what He asks us to do. Exodus 19:5 says, "If you can obey me, keep my covenant, and you will be my own special treasure." All the prophets of the earth, and to all the earth belongs to me. God, we are His treasure. He is not, by His commandments, telling us to obey in tyranny. He's not trying to tell us to obey because He wants to beat us over the head and tell us how bad we are. He loves us so much that He wants to direct us so that we don't make the mistakes, so that we don't fall into the pits. And you know what? If you've got a best friend and that best friend is going down a road and you know that road isn't right, you're going to do everything you can to love on your friend and say, hey, come this way. And you're going to use the Word of God because that's your obedience as a Christian. This is what God says to us. And He says, I want you to listen to me, get still with me, and listen to what I have to say. And then I need you to follow it. Because in following it, you are representing who I am, and the blessings are going to fall on you, just as it says in Genesis and Exodus. And then we have Jesus in Luke 11:28. He said, even more blessed are you who hear and put it into practice. So we're even more blessed than in the Old Testament from the beginning of time. This is not something it came after Jesus. It was from the very beginning. God said, you need to obey me. You need to obey me because I know. I created you. I loved you with an everlasting love, and I know exactly what you need. And when you listen to me, and God doesn't ask us to trust Him as just, you know, without giving us anything. He gave us Jesus to die for us. He knew we could not do this. He knew we could not obey. So He even covered that for us. And Jesus said, even more blessed are you going to be when you put it into practice. And He showed us how to do it. We are called to obey as He obeyed and submitted and walked out the living God. We worship Him in our everyday walk. We carry the Word of the living God in us, and we submit and release as God has so called us to do. When we love God, it's a walking testament of the obedience that we share and what we have. 1 John 5:2-3 says, by this we know that we are children of God when we obey, for this is the love of God that keeps His commandments and calls us His children. Obeying God's voice is a demonstration of our Father. When we obey, we show our trust in Him. Our faith is demonstrated because we don't follow the ways of the world, but we follow God's way. 1 John 2:3-6, and this is in the New Living Translation. And yes, I have a lot of the Word tonight. I had a lot of messages on this, a lot of messages, but God said, I need you to carry the Word. So that they know that they know that they know. And they can go back and refer to it. Because I am the living Word. Without that, without the power of the Holy Spirit, without the salvation of Christ Jesus, without trusting and obeying, we cannot have the power that God needs us to have as living sacrifices. But we can be sure that we know Him if we obey His commandments. If someone says they know God, but they are not obedient to God's commandments, he's a liar. The Word says this. I'm not saying it. I'm not calling anyone a liar. The Word says that if you're not, then you're lying. You're lying to yourself. You're being led in a way that is allowing the devil to kill, steal, and destroy those blessings that we have discussed earlier. You're a liar and you're not living the truth. Those who obey God's Word truly show how much they love Him. That's how we know we are living in Him. Those who say they live in God should live as Jesus did. And we know that Jesus' ministry was powerful because He followed what God told Him. Everything He did was appointed and anointed of God. Even from the beginning of His ministry as a child, God had Him as in flesh as we train up our children. Jesus had to do the same. He had to obey His mother and His father. He had to do that. And He also had to work. So we know that we've got to do the work of our hands And we know that God has promised that when we trust Him and we follow His ways of doing things which are ethical and moral and good, and we take our authority, as Amy had spoke of earlier, and we do warfare, you know, we claim our workplace, we claim our church, we claim our children covered under the blood of Christ. And as we do that, we are doing warfare against the devil, and we are obeying God, carrying His word into everywhere we go, into the marketplace, into everything, into our lives, and we are being blessed of it, because in that God gives us all joy. When we obey God, we show our trust in Him. Our faith is demonstrated because we don't follow the ways of the world. You know, I've asked God this. I say, well, God, you know, well, I sacrificed this, or I gave this, you know, I did this, and, you know, and I do this, and I follow all the rules, so why are things happening? But God reminds me in 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23, what is more pleasing to God, your sacrifice or your obedience? You know, sometimes, and it says obedience is better, rebellion is sin. It says witchcraft and stubbornness as worshiping idols. You rejected the command of the Lord, and He has rejected you as king. What does this say? We are not in the blessings of God when we disobey. And you know, even tithes and offerings are very, very important. That builds the trust on the world system level of saying, God, my talent has produced this. You gave me the talent, and I'm giving back to you because I'm putting this back in your hands. And so we tithe. And then, as Amy talked about today, tithing is also of our time and of any of our goods that we have, sharing it with our not only our brothers and sisters in Christ, but with the world, because we are being the hands and feet of God, and we are being obedient to who He is. But even the sacrifice that we think we're doing, like, well, God, I got up early this morning and I came to church. God, I went over here and gave to so-and-so. God reminds us that it is greater to be obedient. You know, sometimes we're toiling at our jobs and we're working and we're like, God, why is this happening? God said, I didn't tell you to do that. I didn't tell you to do that. We have to listen to what God is saying individually to each one of us. And if we're not in the right place at the right time, we're being disobedient, because God's timing is perfect. And things will flow, and they will flow in peace, and they will fall into place. That's what obedience does, is it takes us out of the hand of our reasoning and out of that bondage of must do into I get to. Thank you, Lord. And it puts us from a place of being ungrateful into being grateful. And that's where the blessings come in. We have to check our own appearance of godliness and not look at that as a sacrifice that God is, that, oh, I'm being obedient to God. God sees our heart, and He knows what's going on in here. And we have to get still and get real with Him, because His obedience is fresh, living water. It's not dead. It can't produce dead things. So if there's dead things, then we have to look and go back and say, God, where have I missed it? Where have I missed it? Disobedience leads to sin and death. The disobedience of Adam, and remember earlier I said Romans 5:19, which was one man brought on sin, but by one man's obedience, and that was Christ. Christ paid it all, did it all. There's no reason to doubt God. He laid all He had on the line for us. Everything. He doesn't want us to be toiling and pulling and have an ungrateful and hardened attitude. That's of the world. That's even how, you know, like when I'm on the way to church and I'm like, oh, I really don't want to obey. I really want to go faster. And I have to admit, I do. You know, I do. I'm coming in on two wheels. I say that. But I'm asking God now, instead of condemning myself all the time, I'm letting God convict me, and I'm saying, Lord, you've got to help me with my schedule. Okay, because I want to be obedient. Somewhere I'm missing it. Somewhere I think I've got to do everything before I get into the church. So see, my sacrifice, even to my family, cleaning up dishes, or even rechecking myself in the mirror because of my insecurity. Remember I said in the beginning that, you know, the law can tend to make us feel like we're insecure and unloved and all the, you know, all these bad feelings? Could that be stealing from me? Could that be why I can't get places on time? I have to check my spirit. Because I love the Lord with all my heart, but am I really obeying God? Did He tell me that I had to clean up this and pick that up and make everything look perfect before I got to church? Or did He say, I don't need your sacrifice, I need your obedience. There's something waiting for you down the road. Okay? There's people that depend on you. I need you there. You know, sometimes God will tell us, detour. You know, we get a plan and He'll say, I need you to detour. We've got to be ready. But if we don't hear His voice and understand how much He loves us, we won't be able to obey. And that's why God says that it's the obedience, it's trusting, it's loving me. It's first repenting and understanding that you're in need of a Savior, but that salvation is my gift to you. Now I'm coming into a covenant with you, and I will bless you if you will follow my commandments. Jesus was not past the commandments. You know, a lot of people say in the Old Testament that, oh, well, that was old time, and now we're saved by grace. Oh, yes, we are saved by grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we as Gentiles are grafted in to the lineage of Jesus Christ, and that we have every birthright that Israel has. Thank you, God, for that. But we should not think of ourselves more highly and that we can walk away from what God has commanded and what He says do. Because Jesus walked in that integrity of each one of those Ten Commandments, but it's just not about that. That's the 101. That's the basic entry. Tithing is the basic entry to God, to obedience. God wants us so tight with Him that we are living testaments read by men. And if we don't know who He is, how is someone else going to read Him in us? And if we're going around just trying to make God look good, you know, and we've got our hands on the wheel, God can't do anything with that. And with that disobedience comes death. That means death to our, to, you know, what He has planned for us. It can shorten us in so many different ways. It can shorten and take away blessings. First Corinthians 15:22 tells us, for as Adam all died, so does all in Christ shall all be made alive. It is life eternal and life more abundantly. Heeding the voice of God brings life and blessings and favor. Only Jesus is perfect. Only He walked in a sinless perfection. He was perfect obedience. And we are so blessed to be able to claim the blood of Jesus over us. We are so blessed. We should be standing apart in this world. People should know by our obedience to Christ that we are different. We are set apart. When we allow the Holy Spirit to transform us, we grow in Christ's holiness. We are sanctified. We have spiritual growth. God's Word and spending time in it changes us into the likeness of Christ, into the likeness of God. And we grow in obedience. I have something that Ish is going to put up on the screen. It's Psalm 119, 1 through 8, in the New Living Translation. Do you have that, Ish? Okay. All right. And I want you to listen to this, because this really touches about our obedience and how God loves us. Joyful. Does that sound like that we're bound? Joyful. We're not bound. We are free to love God. We are free to walk as ambassadors of Christ. We are empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we have joy. Joy that is unspeakable, that the world can't understand. And we're to share that joy. Joyful are the people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey the laws and search Him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in His paths. You have charged us to keep Your commandments carefully. On that, my actions would consistently reflect Your decrees. God wants us to reflect who He is. And God is good, and God is great, and He is amazing, and He's a miracle worker, and He's a provider, and He's a healer. He is everything over abundant what we need. When we submit to God, we are submitting the pain, the suffering, the death of this life, and we are taking on the power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill God's purpose. And God's purpose is to bless us, that we can be a blessing. So through that, we are going to help our church and help our families and help the lost. We are going to make a difference. That's what our obedience does. And obeying the voice of God does that. Then I will not be ashamed when I compare my life to Your commands. As I learn Your righteous regulations, I will thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You by living as I should. I will obey Your decrees. Please don't give up on me. And God doesn't. He doesn't give up on us. We give up on ourselves because we tend to shame our own selves because we feel like that we can't be good enough for God. I know in this body, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt the power of the Holy Spirit to cover us, to cover every doubt, to cover every insecurity. So God has said, you obey my commandments, and I will show the world. And we are praying for the lost to come into this church. And I'm believing and expecting God's word to do that, because we are all walking ambassadors of Christ. We are claiming His blood to cover us. We are taking warfare, as Amy spoke about today. And we are walking in obedience, not being scared, but being powerful. It is the Lord Almighty that teaches us what is good. He leads us in a straight path. Peace follows us like a gentle river, and righteousness rolling over us like waves of the sea. Isaiah 48, 17 through 18. God is patient. He is merciful. He is loving. And obeying Him is actually an honor. You know, we are Christ's chosen. And we have a mission. And when we deny God access by disobeying Him, we are stopping not only our blessings, but we're stopping the blessings that He wants to get to others. And that breaks His heart, because He loves us so much. And disobedience just doesn't have to be, you know, well, I didn't commit adultery, or I didn't, you know, I don't drink, or I don't do this, you know, how much do we try to pluck that little toothpick out of somebody's eye when we've got the whole beam in our own? But God just wants us to repent, and he wants us to love on him and understand that he loves us with an everlasting love. And our obedience to him is not to take something away from us, but to make us more like him. And as we do that, we become more powerful, and we can do the things that Christ needs done through us, and we're blessed by doing it. Hearing the voice of God and obeying the voice of God, that's what we seek to do, and I praise God for that. Let's go to the Lord. Thank you, Father God, so much for your word, Father. Thank you that you love us. Thank you, Father God, that you are so merciful and you're so forgiving. Thank you, Father, that you knew from the beginning of time that we were in need of you. And you tried to guide us with your commandments and tried to speak through us. And Father, you saw that our hearts and our bodies, our flesh were weak, and we just couldn't do it. So thank you that you sent Jesus. And Jesus, thank you that you are an obedient example of God, that you let the Father just work and flow through you, that you were Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you were obedient to the cross, that you died for us and made all of this possible, that you brought us back into favor with God. We thank you for that, Jesus. We just bless you, Father. We just thank you. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you just burn up everything of disobedience in us, that you fill it with your obedience. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are gentle with us, that you are not condemning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you love us with the love of the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you take the word and you bury it in our hearts and you bury it in our minds, and that we can bring it forth as we speak. And we thank you that it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that we have these things. We thank you that it's the power of the cross and Jesus' death, life, death, and resurrection. And we thank you for the power in it to be obedient. Help us, Lord. We know that you do. And we accept your help through the Christ of Jesus, for we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.